I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Christian groups in India are still trying to navigate the fallout from a law passed 2 months ago. John Padidi of Bibles for the World reminds us the law passed with no clear instructions. If ministries don't meet the new law's requirements, they could face fines or worse. Padidi and other senior leaders met recently with local partners for planning and encouragement. Please pray believers will have courage and strength to overcome these challenges.
God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. The fear that's coming up in us, this is not coming from the Lord. This is coming from the enemy, and this is all part of his strategy to demoralize us, try to deter us from doing what God's called us to do.
Learn how you can support Bibles for the World at missionnews.org. And a few months ago, the FBI thwarted a plot to kidnap and possibly murder the governor of Michigan. This incident highlights a larger trend, the growth of far-right terrorism in Western countries. According to the 2020 Global Terrorism Index, violence by neo-Nazis, ultra-nationalists, and white supremacy groups has increased by 250% over the last 5 years. How can Christians respond? Bruce Allen of FMI.
We need to pray for clear vision as we examine our own hearts. And do we hold on to values that are antithetical to true gospel ministry? Are we people who bully other people and say, my way or the highway? Are we people who thrive on division rather than unity?
This year, please pray many would see love and reconciliation in the church and be drawn to Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here on social media or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.